Cabelo mal puxa mãe. We went as far as to say that Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim is actually a schut. We have a schut to be Makabbalah Somach Hashemayim. And in doing that, we'll be able to withstand all the nisoidens we have. When we understand, Hashem Elokeichem Hu Ha'olech Lifneichem Lelechem Lochem. Hashem goes in front of you to fight for you. And that's what gives us the ability to withstand the nisoidens, knowing that we have Hashem with us. Even if we feel that our middos are not valuable, that our mitzvahs are not what lo magieli, the Hashem should be after me, after I'm such a rosh and I'm so this and I'm matzliach in but Hashem chesed you. So when you feel rosh gomo, we said. And we ended off yesterday with three lines, which I want to repeat, and then we'll start getting into this. But this is the basis of the whole. So actually, this whole yeshiva is based on this foundation. That's what's called Or Avram. You'll see now why. It was first called Toras Avram, then it became Or Avram. Every yeshiva has its Gilgulim, but you call it whatever you want today, it's no mashaneh. Aleinu lahatchil min ha-yosod ka-Avram avinu b'shaisoy shehu kires boire b'koichas atzmai. We have to start from the beginning again. Once again, we have to start from the beginning when it's not the beginning. We will see as we go through the Sefer, this is one of the challenges we have. Avram Avinu was the beginning, so it was easy to be the beginning. There was nothing before him. You'll see there are a couple of characters like that in world history. Rabbi Akiva also was a new beginning. He also had nothing before him. He was a Ben Gairim. Esther was a new beginning. Esther also was an orphan. She had to be an orphan because she had to start from the beginning. She had a din of an Av. To be an Av without being a Ben. That's what Avram was, that's what Rabbi Akiva was, and that ultimately what Esther was. Why Esther? Where does Esther fit into this? Rav Machshava said that Esther was the same as Avram. Avram in his time and Esther in her time. Esther was the beginning of a new face. She was at the transition of the face from Torah Shebikzav to Torah Shebalpeh. It was a machlekas whether the Megillah should have been included in Tanakh or not, which should have been part of Torah Shebalpeh or was part of Torah Shebikzav. She was at the beginning of a whole new face. She was the beginning of something new. So she had to be an orphan. So We have to start like Avram Avinu. In other words, we have to start with no beginning, but yet we have a beginning. We'll see the challenge as we go through what that means. But ultimately, we have to be an Avram Avinu who came to a recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu through his own koichas. It's got to be a personal relationship. Zu avodoseinu leis kazois, and that's our avodah today. Lehikir es atzmeinu, lehikir es boreinu. You have to recognize yourself first. We'll see where Avram fits into that. Es boreinu hakora mitis, proper understanding. Nechoinem yudekes al piyashkot Torah. We have to understand who we are, we have to understand who Hashem is, and we have to understand what that relationship is al piyashkot Torah, not based on all the Christological aspects we've absorbed through life and all this and that, and all the democratic concepts we have going in our heads. We have to start mamash from scratch. Kabbalah zu po'eles ala adam, I mean perek yud gimel, passage, perek, whatever you want to call it, yud gimel, on chav zayin. Kabbalah zu po'eles ala adam b'shleishim yishurim yosoidim ubasisim. Three basic fundamental chalizya. Reishi sala adam lakabalas atzmoy, kefi ma shehu alav dedat shehu al ma'aloson v'chrisnei sam chovim v'nei Hashem yisbarach ha'aba yaisa, v'ma shehu masug al alus al daitu. The first thing a person needs to know is himself, and to know he has to accept himself, and he has to know that with all these milas and chesreinus, because there's nobody without milas and chesreinus, he has to know what those milas and chesreinus are. He's beloved in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu more than he can even begin to imagine. Hashem loves him more than he can ever begin to imagine a love. Take the greatest love that you have, it doesn't even get started. How much a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much he loves us. That's the first thing you have to know. Sheinis alav lekabel b'lev sholem es hanagosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu klapov. Then he has to accept, and it's a natural outcome of knowing that somebody loves you so much that whatever they do to you, you'll accept because you know that it's good for you. Im l'shevet v'im chesed, whether it's with a stick or whether it's chesed. Alav l'dat she'Hashem yisbarach chofetz b'tovosoi v'roitzi lahiti v'imot tomid. Hashem only wants what's good for us, and he's only doing for us good all the time. Alav ledat shekol ma she'ivra alav akol nasa letovosoi. Everything we're going through, it's for our good. Everything. Everything. Make a list. Make a list of all the things you would change if you were God. All the things. You just got your davening list. What are you davening for Hashem to take away? What do you ask? What are you asking Hashem to change? That's all the list of things that you would change if you had the choice. Know that that's all good for you. It's all good.
What's the difference between davening to change it and help with something?
Of course it's different. Of course it's different. A person has an illness and he asks Hashem to help him withstand the Yisurim, to pass the test. To, of course.
To change
but we also dub for a refuah shleima.
How does Hashem make it that?
Why Hashem makes anything? Why does Hashem make it that?
Well, just like we don't know how we can't understand how much Hashem really loves.
You've got to get there. You've got to get there and understand. No, you have to get there and understand it. You have to get there and understand how much He loves you. It takes a lot of work, but you have to get there and understand how much He loves you. Sit down and write our Chorus of Tov list every day. Chavis Olavavah says that you cannot pay back Hashem for even the smallest chesed He did for you. One, that's a more, I mean, Chavis Olavavah needs to break the ears to get it in. Zelonichnas. For the smallest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. The smallest chesed. Think of the smallest chesed that Hashem does for us. You could be over Hashem for 1,000 years, you wouldn't pay him back for that. Start working on it. Start internalizing it. Start making it real. You're asking another question, if I can rephrase your question, and it's not our subject now, but it's going to become very much part of our subject. How come parents today mashkia so much in their children? So much time and money and effort and daiga and thinking and planning and hitputchuta yeled and this and whatever. And you'll ask, ruba de ruba of kids that went off the derrick, you'll ask them why? They'll tell you because no one cared about me. How is that possible? That's your question. Oh, that's another question. That's another question that we have to ask. And that's a very, very...
Just felt like it mirroring.
That question demands an answer. That question demands an answer. How can I say Avinu Malkeinu 1,000 times in Elul and feel like a stateless orphan? Avinu Malkeinu. I have a king, I have a father. Could even be that my father is the king. So why do I feel like an orphan? Why do I feel like a stateless orphan if my father's the king? Yeah, okay. So how come the kids running around today feel that their parents don't love them, don't care for them, we're never there for them? And ruba de ruba of the kids that come back from going off the derech will tell you they came back because someone cared. Someone cared. Someone cared. Someone reached out to them and someone cared. That's why they came back. And the parents didn't care. Where's the nituk? Where's the break?
People are seeing only what is missing. They don't see what they...
Small answer in Achinam. Yeah. We have a tendency to focus on what we don't have instead of celebrating what we do have in Achinam. If you focus on what you have, you'll always be happy. If you focus on what you don't have, you'll always be miserable. You can have the whole world, but if you're missing, you know, if there's a scratch on your new Mercedes, your life's a misery. Look at Haman. Haman had the entire world. Haman had the entire world. And what does he tell his wife? Lo shaveli klum. Because Mordechai is not mishtachave. He had the whole world. He was more powerful than Donald Trump. The gun surveilled at his fingertips. The whole world. Tabat HaMelech. He was the most powerful ruler in the world, and he had the key to the treasury. The Lord Shaveli Klum. He didn't sound a bit miserable. All of this, it's nothing. It's worth nothing. We all have that in the back, you know. But that's not the problem with our kids today. The problem with the kids is they don't feel it because there's a reason why they don't feel it. Okay, that's another subject. But you're right, we have to work at these things. We have to work at this. There's no... You don't wake up one morning and you're just overwhelmed with love by Hashem and you live your life, the rest of your life, in love with Hashem. The Rambam brings us down and he explains how to do it. And he says it's not such an easy thing to do, and it's Ma'ala Satzadikim, and it's a... But if you would sit down every day, take a piece of paper and sit down every day for 10 minutes and write down all the pleasures you have that Hashem gave you. Just write down all the pleasures that you have. 3 pleasures you had today. You tell me your pleasures or his? Everybody speaks for themselves. Just 1 second. You got to make me a cup of coffee. Oh, doing chesed. Doing chesed is a tainug. Okay, what else? Our spiritual tainug. Getting up, feeling good, okay.
The best one was a cup of coffee.
And having a cup of coffee, nice physical pleasure. Very good, okay, very good.
So
so let me focus your attention, okay. Can you see? Can you hear? Can you smell? Can you taste? Can you talk? Can you walk? Do you have fingernails? You've got shoes, trousers, shirt? You got hair in your nose to stop the germs going in? How many pleasures there are in the world that we just don't take notice of the chlal? The person has to sit down and make an effort to take pleasures from the pleasures he's got. You want to hear that again? You have to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. We have an abundant pleasures. You would sit down and write a list. Take a month. 10 every day and write a list of all the pleasures you've got. You could come to thousands and thousands of things. I'm not talking about a chorus of toifla. Of course, this is a nice place to say we're going to cross the term. I'm not talking about a cross the term, I'm talking about pleasure. Adam made a nivra el elisane. The person was only created for pleasure, nothing else. You know where that's written? Mesilas Yesharim. Not a Chassidish Sefer. Adam ain el boira el elisane. No, that's, everyone knows that's that line of Mesilas Yesharim. Why was man created? Lisane? How do you read that pasuk? How do you read that Mesilas Yesharim? Adam ani nivra el elisaneg l'ashem. That's not how you read it. Adam ani nivra el elisaneg l'ashem. That's not how you read it. Adam ani nivra el elisaneg. Now, what's the greatest timing you could have? Elisaneg l'ashem. But the basis of that is when elisaneg l'ashem is not so great, if tainug is not so great. We're in this world to have a pleasure. A Kodesh Baruch Hu put us in this world to have pleasure. We're pleasure seekers. Every decision we make, yeah, is based on the pleasure principle. You're always going to choose to do something which is more pleasurable than to do something that's less pleasurable. With very few exceptions. Very few exceptions, you'll be driven by the pleasure principle. How many pleasures do we have? When was the last time we made any effort to take pleasure from the pleasures we've got? You enjoyed the coffee this morning? Not like a connoisseur. What do you enjoy about the coffee? The interplay between the bitter and the sweet. You don't have sugar. The milk, the hot water, the nice, the way it soothed your tongue. What are the connoisseurs, these wine tasters, you know, they've got 180 different taste buds in their mouth. They can tell you the name of the guy that picked the grapes, you know. Come on, we walk through life, fish-fanced. Black, dark world. We're living in an expensive 5-star hotel. We've been treated like kings. And we're kvetching because, there's no ketchup. Sorry, what do you want to say?
Where does the Rambam spell out this process?
Do you want to bring me a Rambam in Mada?
Any Svarim.
Rambam Mada, yeah, they're around Yosef, yeah.
It feels like he's speaking on the French today. He spoke about the grapes and the ketchup.
Ketchup, it's not really American.
It's US. <It's> American.
A couple of places. First of all, right at the beginning of Sefer Matan, Hilchos Shana Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you have to know that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah? You say this, Vamad HaChokhma Leideh Sheyesh Sham Motsu Rishon Hu Mamsi Kol HaNimtzu. This is the first cause. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, da 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 da, and then he goes on and he goes, da 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 da, then he comes to... Perfect base. How do you come to love Hashem and to fear Him?
That's what
he's saying. When a person will meditate on the incredible creatures, the incredible, awesome maisim and creations of Hashem, the Yirim and Chosmoso, and you'll see with you'll relate to them, you'll understand. You know, there's Chochm in them, Shein Erech Velochait, and there's absolutely no way to fathom the genius of them. Miyad u'oives u'meshabeach u'mefeir u'misar u'tayve g'doyle li'yed Hashem Agodu. Miyad doesn't mean immediately, it means perforce. Remember the Rambam uses miyad, he doesn't mean immediately. Try it, you'll see it doesn't happen immediately. It means imperatively. He carries on explaining what will happen the next stage, but that's where it stops. You have to misboinen, so you can do it by misboinen in the Bria. Great, you're also part of the Bria. When was the last time you took pleasure from your eyes? A multi-million dollar digital camera in your head. You just take it for granted. You never really lost. I'm not telling you, that's another story. I'm just when you last time you took pleasure from being able to see. It's interesting, just while we're here, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs doesn't bring this. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs says, she is born in Betoira. The Chinuch and Avos Hashem, in the Mitzvahs of Avos Hashem, Taf Yud. The one just before Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Taf Yud Tes and Taf Yud Ches. In the Chinuch in Taf Yud Ches, he says, he asks the same question, how do you come to love Hashem? He says, by being misboinen in Torah. And the Rambam says the same thing in Sefer Mitzvah. He says, yeah, the Rambam has been boinen in the Bria. So which one is it? So in my sense, both. And if you want to know it, the Pult pointed this out to me, the Rosh Hashanah pointed this out. It's amazing. If you look, and I've said this before you, if you look at the brachas we make before Kriya Shema, what is Kriya Shema? We said, Avos Hashem. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemaim, Avos Hashem Lakef, it's Avos Hashem. What are the two brachas we make before Kriya Shema? Ain't just Nesas Agadoyle, we're metakin two brachas to make before we say Kriya Shema. Geit Sama Oiros, which is being boine in the Bria, understanding the Bria, and Ava Rabba, which is Bria Kasatayra. So the two brachas I gave us are hachana for the mitzvahs, Avos Hashem. Be misboinen in the Bria and be misboinen in Torah. You come to Avos Hashem. It's not just making two blessings, you know, you make two blessings before you say Kriya Shema. And I just want to like plunge into Kriya Shema, so you make these two blessings before. It gives a chazan a chance to, you know, express his presence. Otherwise you forget that there's a chazan. So it gives a chazan a chance to sort of, you know, a bit of chazanus. No, that's the hachana you're doing every morning. You've been misboinen in the Bria and misboinen in Torah. That brings to Avos Hashem. But that takes work, misboinen. It means you have to. It's Shema ain't Shema ele bechakira. Shema doesn't mean yeah, physically yeah. Shema means come and rebuild and put things together. Gemara says ain't Shema ele bechakira. We have to work at it. It doesn't happen automatically. It takes a void. So that's the basis of Kabbalah Samachus Shemaim. It's very interesting. Just while we're here, it's not a subject that we never agreed to keep to the subject. I never undertook to keep to the subject ever. We just saw in Mitzvah Yisoda Satayra, the Rambam lumped together Adar and Yira. And how do you come to Avo Yira? Looks like Avo Yira is the same thing, yeah? Flip sides of the same coin. That's what it looks like. He lumps them together. In Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Asiri, it's good to look at once a month, once a week. Says the Rambam, Al Yoyma Adam already oisa mitzvah zateri vaisek v'chomos kadei shekabu הברוכז, הכסובס בתוירו כדי שיזכה לחיל המבוא ואפרוש מן הווירו שיזירו תוירו מהן כדי שהנצל מן הכלל לא יישא כסובס בתוירו כדי שלא הקורס מחיל המבוא. You shouldn't keep the mitzvahs in order to get the benefits, you shouldn't avoid the various in order not to get the unpleasant. So it's the Torah. אין רואי לעבר את השם על דרך זה. That's not the way to serve Hashem. שהעבר על דרך זה הוא עבד מיירה. He's serving Hashem from Yira. V'ainu ma'ilis ha'nevim v'lo ma'ilis ha'chachomim. that's not the way of the prophets and the way of the Chachamim. And we're trying to be Chachamim. Levim we can't be, but at least we can be the Chachamim. But I don't understand. The Rambam just said that you have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to Ava the year, and he lumps them together in the same mitzvah. You know, he's telling me, one second. Yira, that's not for you. You know who serves Hashem with Yira? Amaratzi, woman, children. Halacha beis, ha'ivid mi'ava, isek b'toyr v'mitzvah, v'ilech b'nesivus ha'chochma, lo mitnei dover oylam, lo mitnei yiris hara, v'lo kidei shigeris ha'toyva, elo isa emes, mipnei shehu emes. The saif ha'toyva lo b'klal, the good will come in there, but that's not why he does it. U'mayla zuhi, mayla g'dayla ad mod. It's a very, very big mayla. V'ain kol chochom zaychelo. Not every wise man merits to such a level. V'imaylas Avram Avinu. This was the mile of Avraham Avinu, who we're trying to learn from. Shekora Kodesh Baruch Hu Ohevai. He was called my beloved. Lefi Shelo Ovid Elemi Avi. He served Hashem only through love. Why? Because he was misboding in the Bria. Avraham Avinu did something that we can't do. Avraham Avinu was misboding in the Bria and came to Torah. But being misboding and understanding the Bria, Avraham Avinu came to Kula Torah Kula. He knew when to eat matzah. He knew when to sit on the floor for he knew the whole Torah. He knew how to put on tefillin, he knew everything. He kept the whole Torah. How? From being misboining in the Bria. I once asked Simcha Wasserman, what have you sit in yeshiva for? I'm a shtickle ADHD, and sitting in yeshiva is not so pleasant for me. And sitting and learning whatever. I'm much rather, I'm happy to be in the mountains and watch the lakes, and you know, I'm much more of a camping kind of a guy. You know, if I go on holiday, I'd rather go to a campsite than a hotel. Not in this country, because there's more people in the campsites than in the hotels. You've got to go to a big place where there's no one around. I'll give you lessons on how to camp properly. You have to be an African, come to Africa. There's a lot of places to camp. This country is a bit hard to find camping space. Anyway, I'd much rather camp than be in a basement. Why can't I be? He's going in the Bria and I'll come to Avos Hashem. So he looked at me with those piercing blue eyes with a smile on his face and said, because if you had been misboding in the Bria, you'd come to the conclusion that you're a derivative of a monkey. He said, you first have to learn Torah to know how to be misboding in the Bria. Avraham Avinu somehow knew how to do that. We don't know how to be misboding in the Bria and come to the right conclusions. You first have to learn Torah to know how to look at the world. Once you know how to look at the world, you learn a bit of Shara Bechina, you know how to be Boichin and understand the world properly. You'll find Hashem in the world. If you look at the world without knowing Torah, you'll find a monkey. V'amayla shitzivana Kodesh Baruch Hu l'yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the mayla that Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us via Moshe Rabbeinu. Sh'nema v'avtas Hashem l'kecha b'chol l'vavcha v'chol nafshu v'chol modecha. So the Shaman needs a lot of work. The first of the Rambam just told us that not everyone can get there. And then he tells us this is the most basic mitzvah in the Torah, Shema Yisrael. I said, doesn't give us mitzvahs we can't keep. He just told me this is the mitzvah that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us for Avta Hashem L'kecha. And he told me, no, but very few Chachamim are going to get there. Ubizman she'ayves Hashem Ava Aroi Miyad Yaseh Kol HaMitzvahs Mi'Ava. And Miyad, once again, Ubizman, you'll love Hashem properly, you'll do all the mitzvahs with Ava. The Kate said here, Ava Haroi, what is the correct Ava? He doesn't tell you how to get there, he tells you what it is. If you want to know if you've arrived there, here's the barometer. The Kate said here, Ava Haroi, who she'ayves Hashem Ava Gedoyle Yisera Rabba Oza Admoi. The Rambam's not known when he's passing a locker to waste words. Ava Gedoyle Yisera Rabba Oza Admoi. Any idea how big that is? Ava Gedoyla Yaseira Rabba Oza Admoid. A big, more big, great, strong Admoid love. Ava Shane Daiton Pnuy Mi Avas Isa Isha. Shushoge Bo Tomid. Like the love that a man has for that woman that he's completely in the sugar about. That he can't stop thinking about her 1 minute. Bain Bashav, Bain Bashav, So Bain Bakoma, Bain Bashashu Eichel Bashaisa. He can't eat, he can't sleep, he can't eat, he's completely, completely overwhelmed with love for her. More than that is the love of Hashem, those that fill their hearts with his love. Shoyim bo tomim kemo shizivin, kol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol modecha. completely, completely insane. You can't even get pumped for anything. All you can think about is Avos Hashem. Completely overwhelmed. Vush, Shlomo Emet Derech, Moshe, Ki Chayles Avani. Lovesick. What they say in English, I'm lovesick. The Kol Shir Hashirim, Moshe, Huli, Inyan Zeh. And the whole of Shir Hashirim means understanding Shir Hashirim properly, not just reading the article translation. Not a bad place to start, but it means the Kol Shir Hashirim, Moshe, Huli, Inyan Zeh. This is the Rambam in Halacha. This is Hilchos Tshuva. This is not the Rambam in Noir Vuchin or in, you know. That's fun. Okay, so, as I said, this is the whole sugya. But many, many questions. I have to learn the Rambam properly. But what's interesting is that the other Rambam denigrates Yira completely. Focuses on what's called love, which is a level that very few people can get to, but that's the mix of after the Shema Gatha, which is saying three times a day, but he tells you you're never going to get this, so don't worry about it. I said, and in the beginning of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, he tells you that Av and Yira is the same thing to us. Almost no different. You'll come to them the same way. It's not really in bottle what's going on here, but I'm just pointing it out. It's a nice study. Go. All right. That's a Shema carry on tomorrow. So all we spoke about today was Avos Atzmoy, and then being makabel everything that Hashem does. The next thing we have to discuss, which we mentioned before, is Avos Lulosim, how that comes to after Recha Kamoicha to the Avos Reecha. Keep calm and drink coffee. I thought coffee makes you anxious. We're so insensitive to Sheker that when we see it, it doesn't even bother us anymore. It doesn't bother. We see so much advertising. We're so bombarded with Sheker in advertising. We're completely insensitive to Sheker. People advertise things that's posh and Sheker. Sheker, go.
A great example of that on Shabbos, a picture of some kind of air conditioner with 14 degrees air going in, 20 degrees air conditioner. It takes hours to cool down a room.
No.
40 degrees to 20.
No, I live in 40 degree temperature, put an air conditioner within 5-10 minutes, the room's cool. You get into your car and it's 50 degrees sometimes, you put an air conditioner, you drive for 5 minutes and it's nice and cold in there.
20 degree drop is a bit.
No, I experience it every day. It's a good 36, 37 in Tiflach at the moment. You put on the air conditioner, the room gets to 23, 22, 23, pretty quickly. If you have the right air conditioner, so obviously not if you, have an air conditioner for 10 square meters, you're in a, you know, you're in this size room here. Air conditioning is one of the wonders of the Bria, I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
Not instant in a chinavik, but it does happen pretty quickly. Yeah.